Hey, I'm Sean.
Hi, and I'm Shannon.
And we're the host of Wifey and Baby Mama. Happy Thursday, family. Welcome back. Welcome back to another week of Wifey and Baby Mama. We have with you another, we have for you tonight, I'm sorry, another exciting new episode. And of course, another exciting guest. Joining us tonight is a close friend of mine, Mrs. Denitra McCade, and y'all in for a treat. So I want you to know that we've tried to keep this list. We, a wife and baby mama, tried to keep your guest list hot tonight. I'm sorry, y'all, I can't find my words. It's a lot of craziness going on in the world, from Russia and the mass shootings all the way to Baltimore and the collapsing of the bridge. We here at Wifey and Baby Mama are sending out love and light continuously to everyone affected. Yes, personally. And anyone human connected is also heartbreaking. So hopefully you're tuning in tonight and something we say here can take your mind off it for a while, or maybe even make you smile. God knows we can use a little more joy.
Use
and with
laugh.
Us, yes, to walk us step by step and maybe help pull a smile or two out of you is, like I said, Mrs. Denitra McCade. And when I say one and only, this is a fireball, y'all. She's a mess. But, you know, she's my friend. She's my girl. So I'm a little wild myself and a little feisty. So we connected instantly. So I was lucky enough to meet her through an organization her son is a part of, who's also my buddy. And tonight's topic, titled Call Me Dad, is a perfect title for her and her family dynamic. So we invited her on and she graciously accepted. So Denitra, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, my name is Denitra, better known as Dee Dee. I have three children. A 24-year-old, 25, and an 8-year-old. And my 8-year-old, I take care of due to sickle cell. And he lost his father 3 years ago in 2020.
Sorry to hear
I'm
that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's just, I'm so sorry to hear that. But since then, Dee Dee, you know, you've found a significant other, and you and Caden have been able to pick up and move on, which is not always so easy to do. And especially with him having sickle cell, you know, he's constantly, you know, getting medical treatment. But I notice how much you, as a mom, keep a smile on his face. I notice how much you do with him, and not just with him, with other kids in the community. Yeah, including my own son. And in the midst of that, I noticed that you had someone holding you up in the background. So I've warned y'all to hang on for this ride. Now, I don't know what's going to come out, but, you know, step by step, we're going to navigate y'all. And we're going to discuss the importance of her significant other, you know, of him calling him dad, of the importance of calling him dad in a blended family. And seriously, Dee Dee, we thank you for joining us tonight. Like I said, I know that you have a lot going on with your son. I know that you keep him engaged, and I know that's a hard job. But we're going to get into the manner in which children address step parents or the special someone in their parents' lives, you know, whether it's step, you know, whatever the term is that we choose to use. Do people naturally allow their children to choose whatever's comfortable, or we are here forcing it? And Dee Dee, since you're our guest, we're going to let you kick it off with the first question tonight by telling us how your son and significant other get along. What does he call him? And how comfortable are you with the way he addresses him? How do you guys navigate it step by step every day?
Well, they get along very well. It first started out, he always called him Papa. So then once he lost his father, he had asked him, was it okay to call him Dad? And he told him, yes, it was. So he tried the word Dad a couple times, but then he switched back to Papa. So I think he just got comfortable with Papa, and Papa was comfortable with it just as well. Okay. So he did ask him. I didn't force it. He wanted to ask him, and I told him to ask, was it okay? And the answer was yes at the time. But like I said, Caden just got used to saying Papa more than Dad.
I think that is awesome.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you let him decide, you know, to make that decision on his own. And as I've told Sean this and the listeners across, I didn't have that option with my stepdad. My mother, you know, told us, because I asked, I think I was 5 or 6. I said, what do we call him? She said, you call him Dad. And I was like, what? You know, it just rocked my world. So I love to hear that, you know, you were able to ask him what he felt comfortable with.
Yeah, and I think that's really cool. And I love how your partner accepted it. and was like, hey, it's whatever. You know, I love that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I love how he makes your son feel welcome, you know. But I also want to ask, does he have children? What's their age range and what's your relationship with them?
He do.
Are they older?
Yes. Okay. One is 31 and one is 40. And okay. Like I said, we've been dating for 20 some years. And so it's so funny when they introduce me, sometimes I'm stepmom or, you know, my dad lady. But when I'm out in public, they'll be like, oh, this is my stepmom. I'm like, stop saying that. I'm so young and they young. So I'm like, stop saying that. They like, no, you're my stepmom. So they call me stepmom.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
My two daughters, who are not biologically my husband, they've been around him so long. So when we get back together, you know, they naturally called him dad because he is the oldest daughter father. And then he, even from when he was awake, took care of the second daughter too. He made sure his friends or family, they sent Jamila something, they sent it to Jania. But now my youngest was 8 when he and I reconnected. And I recall once we sat down and, you know, we went through a step by step of us getting back together and what that looked like, the family moving back to Buffalo, just in general, you know, how it felt to them. You know, we hashed it out and I thought everything was cool. And just like, you know, I'm your baby. My 8-year-old came to me 2 days later and she's like, Mom, can I talk to you in private? I'm like, sure. You know, Jimmy's visiting us in Alabama. And she goes, Mom, he's going to be a part of our family. That's what you said. I said, yeah. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. I'm thinking she's been, you know, like, I don't want him. I got my own dad. But right. She simply said, just like you said, Shannon, she said her 8-year-old mind, well, Mom, what do I call him? Mm-hmm. So after I controlled myself, because I'm prepared for a whole nother conversation, right? So after I bring myself back around, because I'm thinking she's been saying, we don't want him. I got my own daddy, girl. I was like, well, call him Jimmy. She was like, that's disrespectful. I'm like, well, call him Mr. Gaines. She's like, well, he don't look old. I'm like, well, call him JG then. I don't know. She's like, that's weird, Mom. So mm-hmm. I finally asked guys, like, well, what do you want to call him? And she mm-hmm. said, can I call him Dad? Now, mm-hmm. I want to cry because I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I knew in that moment he won her over, just like he do everybody he meets. Because my husband right. ain't never met a stranger. But I was worried about how he would accept it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I got him. I sat him down. I'm like, let's run it by him, Jay Brown. And if it's okay, it's okay. And of course, you know, he was cool with it because Jimmy mm-hmm. loved any child. I mean, children, yeah. honey. He'd rather deal with children yeah. than adults, to be honest with you. So it was totally her choice. It was totally her mm-hmm. choice. And I love that. I'm hearing mm-hmm. that, Sienna, except in your case. And, you know, and I hate that for you. Because
right. Yeah.
I think it should always be a choice, you know.
It should. And the way parents are today, you know, they're so different than, you know, how my mom was, because we're talking way back in the 70s, you know. Mm-hmm. It's good to see the progression, you know, in the later generations, how people raise children. Not all of it's good, you know, all this.
I was just about to say now, because I know a person just a couple of years older than me in the same situation. Like, she married this guy.
And oh.
Her kids were very close to their biological father, very close to mm-hmm. him. But she was mm-hmm. like done with the biological father. They had a really bad falling out of the divorce. So when she gets with her new someone, like, surprisingly, the son took to the someone, the daughter did not, because she was so close okay. to her dad, Shannon. We could tell mm-hmm. that story, right? Daddy's girl.
Yeah.
So she didn't want to call the significant other daddy. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they literally eventually exed her out of the family. Like, she doesn't live with them anymore.
Wow.
Like, the wife was like, if you're not going to call him dad, we're not going to take care of you because your father ain't this, he ain't that.
Yeah.
And it literally turned that little girl's life around. And now that little girl is out in the streets. Like, and I believe that's a big factor in that. That mm-hmm. you exed her out of the family because she didn't want to call him dad. And I think that's so wrong. And again, Shannon, that we're talking a few years ago. We're not talking the 70s.
Okay.
So I still think it's people that hold that mindset. Mm-hmm. And I still think that's just so wrong because you're introducing this person to this baby's space.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that we should equally come together and be comfortable. I don't think anything should be forced at any level mm-hmm. on the guy to accept the kids or the kids to call him dad. And when I say accept, I don't mean take care of or whatever. But if they don't want to go give the kid their last name, then mm-hmm. I don't think that's grounds for divorce, you know what I mean? Or, right. or separation.
Right.
Because some people believe solely and fully in bloodlines too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
And my grandmother was big on that. My grandmother was livid that my father allowed my mom to name all of his kids prior. Because she's like, you ain't they daddy. But my father was like, if she wants to keep them uniform, Shannon, for what we discussed on a previous episode, if you want to keep them uniform for school and that, you know what I mean? So my father didn't look at it either way, but my grandmother wasn't having it, baby. Okay. She set her off. But mama do what she wanted. So mama still won, but I get it. So those were the grounds for divorce. Mm-hmm. If a man says, no, don't give the kid my last name. But it also should be the same extension to that child not to have to call him dad.
Yeah, I agree. And when the biological father is in the picture, you know, that can create a little bit of stress on a child as well. Like, you know, for me, because I was so close to my dad and my stepfather was great. I mean, he was a great guy, but I felt disloyal, you know, if I called him dad.
I get it.
You know, it weighed heavy on me. So even as a child.
And I can understand it. Now, Dee Dee, with your situation, when your son's father, you said he passed 3 years ago, correct?
Correct.
Was your significant other, did you notice the importance of him being there? Do you think it would have been totally different if he didn't have another male figure to depend on? Well, do you think that helped him through it?
Yes, because my husband was, Caden's with his dad all the way until he stayed home with them, everything for the whole 5 years. Mm-hmm. My husband was retired. So Caden never went to daycare. So he was a daddy's boy.
Oh, okay.
He went from daddy straight to school.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, he always had his dad in his life until,
but I'm saying,
you know,
till he transitioned. But I'm saying until once that happened, was your significant other, did he play a major part in keeping Caden afloat? Or, you know what I'm saying? Would have been different, you think, if you didn't have a male around to kind of just guide him through that hard time?
It might have been different, but he was in Caden's life since birth, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you
think it was easier having him there? Okay.
Yes, because he would visit here, and when he would visit here with my mother, he always came by to see Caden just as well. So that's where the Papa came in from day one, is when he was little, Papa would still come visit him in Buffalo while we were living in Florida, but my mom would bring him here. So Papa always came to play football or play catch, or if he needed something, bring it to him.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You really don't find stand-up men like that anymore.
No, you
especially,
don't.
You know, with the biological father, even before he was alive. And so he's like, oh, let him do it. So what I'm hearing is you guys had a good dynamic. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we love to hear. Don't have to be hunky-dory. Don't have to be peaches and cream. But for the children's sake, everyone involved should be cordial. And I think that's great. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I also love the way he deals with how your son interacts with him. And I love the way he interacts with your son. I love the way your son accepts him, I guess I should say, even though he did have a close relationship with his father. And Shannon, even though you were forced to call your stepfather dad, it didn't change you having a good relationship with your stepdad, right? Did it change the way you loved him?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, I mean, probably initially there was a little resentment, but as I, you know, aged, and it became normal, those feelings, you know, that I initially had, you know, went away. You know, but I still was protective of my dad, meaning when we would go to Charlotte and visit, I made sure not to call my stepdad dad in front of my father.
You know that's so funny.
I did not want to do that.
It's so funny with the girls. I think with the girls, I think that's a funny thing. And I, you know, we like to flip stuff here on Baby Mama. We like to flip it and rub it down. So I'm going to flip this, right? So my ex-husband was remarried later, a few years later, I think maybe a year later after I married my husband, right? So we moved here and he was dating this lady, but then he got married to her. Now, Jay Brian instantly wanted to call Jimmy dad, because I think Jimmy made her feel that way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
His dad remarried. Well, guess what? We'll just say she wasn't as inviting step by step as it was making a bond with my girl. So they've been together for a while now. And you know what she calls her? By her first name. And to me, that speaks volumes. You know, kids show love where they feel love. And I'm so glad her dad didn't force that on her either. And he allows it, you know. But he did say, Shannon, he did ask her, why do you call him dad and call her, you know, by her first name? And she said, she doesn't make me feel like a mom. And she feels like my mom is a great mom to me. You know, she's a great provider. So no one else is going to share or serve or share that title with her that doesn't treat me that way. On the other hand, Jimmy was a great dad to her along with her father. So I think she felt like he deserves the respect to share the title because he takes me to school. He buys me lunch. You know what I'm saying? He buys me freaking coffee in the morning, frozen lemonades from Tim Horton every morning. That's stupid. I don't know why you do that. That's a little kid. But anyway, whatever she wants every morning, he got her at Tim Horton's. So he makes her feel like she's his daughter. And I think there's a division with the wife. Like she says when they visit, for instance, one thing she may buy, the daughter says, I want seafood. The lady's biological daughter. And my daughter will say, I don't eat seafood. And she'll say, oh, well.
Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. It was almost a couple of roll down trips. But I'm saying now. But yeah, so we have to invite that. We have to usher that spirit in. You know what I mean? You have to usher that feeling in. And Jimmy, he didn't try to buy her love. This is just naturally who he is. So I saw a post on Facebook that sweet and kind people can evil people can pretend to be sweet and kind. I don't know how it goes. I may be saying it wrong. Lord, bless my mind. or sweet and innocent people can pretend to be mean, right? But mean people can't pretend to be sweet and kind. So if you see a mean person, then that's who they are. I think that's true. When you see a mean person, because I could be as sweet as I want to be, but if you make me mad, it's like, okay, you know, you make me mad in that moment. But you're not going to meet a mad me or a mean me, because that's not who I am. You get what I'm saying? Right. So if you meet a mean somebody, that's who they are. Because usually you're going to show people your good side. So if you meet somebody near the devil, then that's just who they are. And I think, and I call the lady the devil. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I don't know the lady. I don't know her. I met her one time in this good life, and she was cordial with me. But my baby, she don't deal. And she said her father asked her. He explained. He never asked her again. And I really appreciate that about him. You know, she gave you an honest answer. Right. She doesn't make me feel like a mom. So, yeah, I think that all should be an inviting spirit.
Yeah. And another difference, too, might be, you know, when you're living with that parent where, like, for example, if your daughter was living there versus living with you, it might be a lot more, I don't know, said or, you know, maybe a little bit more uncomfortable. But because of the separation, you know, I think that's probably what makes it a little easier. Like Dee Dee, when you said your son was with his biological father, did he live there? Or was he living with you?
No, that was my husband. We were living together.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was there. Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. He was always there. It was Papa who wasn't, you know, always there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So then, yeah. So that makes it a lot, I guess, like Sean, your situation where
she lives here with my husband.
Yeah. Yeah. The same way I did with my stepdad. So.
Okay. So let me say this, Dee Dee. Does Caden have siblings on the other side?
Yes.
On his father's side. And do they get along with him? Okay. Okay. So
no.
Everything. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I spoke
you said no?
She said no. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm sorry.
No, on his dad's
no,
side.
No, it wasn't
no.
funny. It was just like, I'm like, oh, they get along. She's like, no. So I'm not laughing at the fact that they don't get along, Dee Dee.
Right. I know.
So how does that dynamic work? Is it because he's so much younger than them?
It doesn't. They don't call or check on him or anything.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I think that's unfortunate because of course, this podcast, it's based on blended families. That's what, you know, that's what our bases are. That's what our foundation is. Although we discuss love, relationships, you know, religion, all type of other things, but it's based on that. And I think that's so important because once the father or mom is gone, this will always be your sibling.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I want to thank you for sharing with us, Dee Dee. We're going to move on to our next segment. But is there anything else you guys want to say toward the dialogue before we wrap it up?
No.
All right.
Remember, I'm going to tell you this story. I remember growing up, my mom got married. And when she got married, I didn't like her husband. So I wouldn't call him stepdad or anything. I just called him. It's so funny because his name was Jimmy, too. His name was James, but we called him Jimmy. And I didn't like him. But the funniest thing was when they were going through a divorce, he became my best friend.
Wow.
Well, I do not know how that happened. But I had my second child. And I could call him and be like, he needs some sneakers. He bought him his first pair of sneakers, and my son learned how to walk. But as long as my mother was married to him, me and that man did not get along.
That's funny. Wow. Shannon, remember, we had a guest a few weeks back who said that she and the stepdad did not get along until he and the mom divorced. And remember, she's like, when I see him now, I'll be like, I saw your boo thing. And she says, oh, that's more of your friend now. So the daughter continued a relationship with the husband or the guy, and the mom didn't. That's really funny. That's funny.
That is.
So, yeah, we heard it before, and not uncommon. So, again, though, your mom didn't force that on you. And that's just what we'd love to hear. And that's basically what we're trying to put in the atmosphere with this episode, Call Him Dad. It should be a natural thing. So we'll wrap up tonight's topic in hopes that we've given you enough scenarios, audience, on the title Call Him Dad, and hopefully one will fit your individual situation. And if not, you know what? Start your own. As we always say here on Wife and Baby Mama, blended families do not have a blueprint. You have to find out what works best for you and your dynamic and pray that God guides you step by step through the good and the bad. All right, baby mama, well, we'll move on.
All right.
All right, so on to our segment we call Audience Invites. The title of last week's song was Dance With My Father by Luther Vandross. The topic was Power of Steps. Now, if you're feeling that song or any tunes we dropped this season, this is your official invite to hit us up. You are officially invited to email us at wifeyandbabymama@gmail.com. That's if you want to share any song titles with us, share how you feel about this segment, or if you want to share any titles you would like us to break down. Season 3 has just a few more episodes, so get it to us quick. And that's wifeyandbabymama@gmail.com.
All right, hit us up. Okay, on to our final segment of the night, the one we like to call the fictional family I am feeling. And the fictional family I am feeling tonight comes from the movie Daddy's Home, with Will Ferrell as Brad and Mark Wahlberg as Dusty. You guys have seen that movie?
I love that movie.
It's hilarious. It's so funny. I like both, you know, Daddy's Home, the original, and Daddy's Home 2, but this one I'm taking from the first one. And it's a quick scene tonight I'm going to talk about. So Brad, played by Will Ferrell, is the stepdad. Mark Wahlberg is Dusty, who is the biological father that used to be married to Sarah, who is now Brad's wife, and Sarah and Dusty have two children, Megan and Dylan, and a little girl and a little boy, roughly around, I don't know, say 9 and 10 years old, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm. About
I'm
that.
Not that
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not very good at guessing their ages. But this particular scene, Brad had been trying, you know, to win the kids over, you know, the way stepfathers do, trying to be the, you know, the guy that they like, even because their father is so awesome. He's so cool in their eyes, even though you learn later on that he is. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. And then you learn later on that he's pretty much, you know, he's a sorry father. And so Brad really picks up a lot of the slack that Dusty, you know, is too caught up in himself to be concerned with. Well, in this particular scene, the little girl comes to Brad and she says to him, she says, "Hey, Brad, and I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to cry," because he's a crier. Brad cries because he's a very sensitive guy. And he says, of course, sweetie, I promise I won't cry. You know, what is it?" And she says to him, "Well, at school, they told us about this thing, you know, this thing is called a daddy-daughter dance." And he gets quiet. His wife, Sarah, is there, and she gets quiet, and they kind of look at each other, like waiting to see what's going to happen. And little Megan says to Brad, "So, do you want to go with me?" What does Brad do? He immediately busts out crying. He's just boohooing and boohooing. And she says to him, "Brad, you said you wouldn't cry." And then he says, I'm not. He says, "I'm not crying." But of course, yes, Megan, I'll go. Of course, I'll go, in the middle of crying. And then her little brother walks in and says, "Wait a minute. I thought big people weren't supposed to cry." And his mother, their mother says, "You know, I think it's okay. You know, it's okay for a real man to show his emotions." And the little girl says, "You know, well, I think it's sweet that he's crying like a little bee." And I'm not going to say the word. And then so Brad starts crying even more. So, of course, his wife, Sarah, says, okay, that's a bit much. So she's agreeing with her daughter at this point. But then at the end, Brad says, "You know, we're finally becoming a family." So I like that, you know, he was so moved by his stepdaughter asking him, instead of
versus,
you know, Dusty,
calling him real dad, recognizing that he's the person that deserves to be there, because we all know it's not about the biological donor, it's about the person who's putting in the time, making the child feel loved. I think that's a great scene.
Exactly. So that is the fictional family I am feeling tonight, Daddy.
Awesome. Awesome, girlfriend. Great family. Didi, thank you so much again for joining us.
Yes.
No
thank
problem.
You, Didi.
Thank you for having me anytime.
That's great. All right. And to all our listeners around the globe, we thank you all for tuning in. We haven't picked up any new countries, but we have picked up new cities in the United States. So we're well over half of the U.S. now, finally.
Let's go. Come on, U.S.
Pins and needles thing. Come on.
Yeah, because France was on the heels, baby. They was on the heels.
I know.
They had to step it up. I mean, they can't, you can't get beat on your own territory, U.S. So thank you for showing up.
Yes. And we've also picked up another city in Brazil. So we're now in 3 cities in Brazil. So to all of our listeners, welcome. We appreciate you tuning in every Thursday, and we look forward to joining you all again next Thursday.
Each and every one of you, seriously, thank you.
Yes.
We love you. Yes. Till next week.